You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 67, interview with podcast listener Jamie Butler. Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish, I'm your host. I'm a mom to six kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep, most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, everybody out there in podcast land. I hope you're doing so good today. So I don't know if y'all know this, but I've been kind of asking all my listeners if they'd be willing to come on and tell me their plant-based story and, you know, really their journey to taking better care of themselves and loving the space they take up in the world. And so it's been awesome because I've had a few of you reach out to me and say you were willing. So today, that's what we are going to be doing. I have Jamie Butler with us, and she reached out to me and said, hey, I think she was cute. She was acting like it wasn't the biggest story ever, but she's like, but I do have a story. I'm like, that's what I want. So we're going to learn about her today. So hello, Jamie.
Hi, everybody. I'm super excited to be here and share my experience with y'all.
Yeah, it's going to be so good. So Jamie, tell us a little bit about you.
I am 43. I'm married for 21 years. I have two adult children. One just returned from a mission about 6 months ago, and she had a missionary. Who was also on a mission, and he just got home. So I think he's planning on proposing to her this weekend. He came and asked my husband. So we're excited about that. And then I have a senior. She just turned 18. So she's planning on going to college, a local community college here, and dance for their program. So that'll be fun. And then I have a 13-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl, both in middle school. And so they're super active in sports and activities and all that jazz. So I'm a pretty good taxi mom running them around.
Yeah.
I do work just very, very part-time for a real estate company. And I just make phone calls. So I'm kind of like a telemarketer, basically, for them. So I get a lot of I get hung up on a lot, but it's all right. I'm used to it by now. But I live in Jerome, Idaho, and my husband's a paramedic. And I started my plant-based journey about 3 years ago. And I'm sure we'll talk about all that here in a second. But I super enjoy camping and playing sports and reading. So I love animals, and we have some baby chicks. That was my first little adventure with chickens. So we'll see how that goes this season.
But, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, tell me, we'd all love to hear. So you've been plant-based for 3 years. That's amazing. Yep. So tell me, what was life like before that, before you
figured out? So growing up, I was pretty much you know, eat whatever you want. There wasn't a whole lot of education or interest in my home. I was raised by my mom. There's six kids, and so she didn't really talk to us a lot about, you know, nutrition or what to eat or what not to eat. And so pretty much in high school, all that I really knew about it was like a book that I had. I don't even know where I got it. It was Susan Powder. She's the crazy blonde shaved head lady. And she talked a lot about low fat diets and stuff. So
I had her book. Of course I did.
Did you? Yeah. I love her. She's crazy. But But so that's kind of
I didn't have. So yes, I definitely have her book.
Yeah. So my foundation is probably, you know, low fat is kind of where it all started for me. I thought that was like super important. And I never really was obsessed with diet or nutrition or exercise, but I was a cheerleader and I played softball and volleyball in high school. So I knew that I wanted to, you know, remain healthy and try to be as fit as I could. But I did have a lot of girlfriends that had issues with eating and bulimia and anorexia. And I never did, which I was really grateful for, even though I obviously was concerned what you look like and you're aware of it. And I was one of the bigger girls in my friend group. I was probably a size 10. I thought I was big because my friends were a size 1, you know, pretty much all of them. And so there's obviously a difference there and you feel like the bigger girl and you wish you could, I wish I could be that size now, but I'm not. But it's just funny how you look back and you're like, man, my perspective was so warped just because that's, you know, you're all just still kids and you think you're supposed to be a size 1. But I never really obsessed about it, you know, like my friends did, which I am grateful for now looking back, because that could have been really, you know, detrimental to my health. And actually my friend that struggled with that in high school, 25 years later, they're still having issues from that. And I think they still struggle a little bit with eating and food and just wrapping their head around, you know, what nutrition really is. So, but my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2008, and she had always kind of tried to be, as an adult, she tried to eat a little bit healthier, and she'd read all the books, and she was probably a number 2 in your little, every woman is a number 1, 2, or 3. I think my mom was probably a number 2. I remember her having like weight loss diet pills in the cupboard when I was a kid. So I think that she wasn't very open about it. I think she tried not to make it a big deal for us kids, you know, like weight and issue and things like that. But for her, she definitely, as I became an adult and saw how she lived her life, she was definitely always concerned with her weight and dieting and, you know, that kind of stuff. So when she was diagnosed with cancer, she started to do more of a whole plant-based diet. She went to a natural doctor and he got her on, you know, a bunch of supplements and helped her change her diet. And she never actually did any, she didn't get a biopsy. She didn't get it cut out. She didn't do chemotherapy or any treatment for it. Mm. And she just trusted God, I guess, and tried to change her diet and create an environment in her body where the cancer couldn't grow. And of course that came, you know, as kind of a shock to us children, because we didn't understand. We thought she should do more. We were scared that it wouldn't work, you know, that kind of thing. But the crazy part is that even though she didn't do any of the treatment, she lived for 12 more years after first diagnosis, which I think is pretty awesome considering some people that do go through treatment and it reoccurs and they, you know, they're taken sooner. So I think that watching her go through her experience with cancer and the way that she was able to fight it for so long made an impression on me that I, you know, never really considered until after the fact. And so that's kind of how I was introduced to the idea, I think, of whole food plant-based, was through my mom and her efforts to cure her cancer and to beat it. And I think she did a pretty good job. And I really believe it was her time to go, because she did everything she could do and she trusted God to heal her. And Joseph Smith teaches us that, you know, in the scriptures and the Doctrine and Covenants, that if we fight with faith and we use what God's given us on this earth, and he takes us, and it's our time to go. And so I've tried to recognize that and know that she's where she needs to be. But she's definitely an instrument in helping me find my desire to go whole food plant-based.
So what year did she pass away?
3 years ago. So she passed away in April, so it's just been 3 years. And I hadn't really started, eating that way until after. And I kind of really feel like she has been dropping little breadcrumbs for me. Mm-hmm. And it seems like I'll be studying one thing, or I'll be on the computer or something, and something will pop up, or someone will give me a suggestion, or I'll be on Facebook and I'll see something. And I think I found Jane Birch. She's a whole food plant-based word of wisdom gal that wrote a book about it. And I found her somehow on Facebook one time, and she's really taught me a lot. And I've grown a lot through, being a part of her group and stuff. So I really feel like my mom has been on the other side, just kind of dropping these little, food breadcrumbs to me, a little bit at a time.
Little
nudges.
Yeah.
It's really weird because I hadn't even considered it until she passed. And then I just, all of a sudden, and my husband's like, what's going on? And
I'm totally curious, what was your, she did that diet for 12 years.
Yeah.
So I think that's mom's crazy diet.
Exactly. All of us. All of us. She would juice and she would drink her greens, and she spent so much money and time and effort on all this crazy, voodoo cure that we just didn't understand. And my mom is not very proactive, or not very vocal. She's not confrontational. And so she, I don't think, really wanted to push it on us. She just wanted us to leave her alone. and she would do her thing.
Of saving her life,
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so we just never really learned about what she was doing, or took the time to really ask her knowledge. And she would share it with me because I was pretty close to her. We both lived in the same town. And so I did learn more about it, than a lot of my siblings. But I just wasn't really interested, I guess, at that point, because my husband, he's definitely a meat eater, carnivore all the way. He's teaching my son his special tricks, about meat and how important it is. And so I have actually faced a lot of opposition from my family in regards to changing my diet and trying to incorporate it into our meals and encourage them to.
We all want to hear about this, because I have guests on all the time who are like, oh, my husband's so wonderful, and he's fine with whatever I make. And I think the majority of us that are listening are like, I'm like the lone ranger in my family.
Seriously. Yeah. I have a best friend from high school, and she is a whole food plant-based vegan for years now. And her husband made her a little sign or a little badge or something that said something about her being the cook and it's mom's way. And anyway, he totally supports her, and she cooks the meals, and so she feeds the kids. And I'm just like, I can't even imagine what that would be like to have that kind of support. I did have a little glimpse of it at one point, and I felt like it was a miracle from God. And my husband's a paramedic. He had a manager that said, hey, you need to watch this movie. It's called Game Changers, right? Mm. And so I had already seen it. And so I just kind of let him, I acted like I didn't know what he was talking about, so that I could kind of see his impression without giving my opinion. Uh-huh. And so we watched it together, and he was all gung ho, and he was going to, stop eating so much meat, and he was going to change his life. And I just prayed and almost cried. It's like when somebody accepts the gospel and you're so excited that finally they see the light,
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you, Heavenly Father. He's finally seen the light that I've been trying to open his eyes to. And maybe his manager's a little avenue to help change, and it lasted about a month. Now he's back to his.
Just really needed a hamburger. It's okay.
I know. And so it is definitely a struggle with him. And my children, my older girls, they kind of see the wisdom behind it. And we've had some good conversations and they try to, you know, understand it and the purpose behind it. But my husband and my son, they're definitely very, very opposed to changing their diet. So
yeah,
I'm just trying
I would think though, so I would imagine at your house then, like they're probably doing more than they think. Like you're probably making meat for them, but then you're having lots of veggie sides and starch.
Absolutely.
Sides. You know what I mean? Like they're probably way more plant focused than if they didn't live with you.
100%. Yeah. And whenever I cook anything with meat in it, I always put just like the bare minimum and they don't know, you know, they don't realize how much I put in. And sometimes I add like lentils to the hamburger for tacos and they complain about it, but they eat it. And I tried to make these homemade meatballs one time and my husband pretended he liked them just so the kids wouldn't complain. And then later he was like, those were awful. Don't ever do that again, you know? So I do try to, you know, add it in. And I actually recently just told my husband that I was not going to purchase any more meat products for meals. And that if he wanted to eat them or my son wanted to eat them, that he would have to purchase them himself and cook them. Cause he's a paramedic, like I said, so he's gone like 6 days and then he's home 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figure if he wants to cook a steak, he can go buy it and cook it and, you know, that kind of thing.
Because I would think you're like me. I don't want to cook it.
I know.
I don't want to smell it. I don't like the smell of cooking animal flesh anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, and let's be clear. I did that for years and years and years and loved it. And I probably could sit down today and eat a steak. I'm not even gonna lie. I probably could get over that. But the smelling it and the, like for Easter, we have meat twice a year on Christmas. And well, I guess three times, Easter, Christmas, and Thanksgiving. So my husband and I had said the same thing. I'm not buying that roast. I'm not cooking that roast. You can do all that. So he did, he doesn't mind. But the smell in my house on Easter morning, I could have vomited.
Yeah.
I just, you're not used to that anymore. You're not used to that smell. And so, and you're going to, it sounds like he's going to cook it more often. And so you might not have that issue, but
yeah,
you just don't want to cook. You're just like, I don't want to be touching the chicken stuff and this chicken slime. I just don't want to, I'm not eating, I don't want to be touching it.
Makes you gaggy almost, like even just talking about it, like chicken for some reason is the worst to me. I don't know what it is. It's like the smell of the chicken and just, and I would like you, I like, yeah. I like you have obviously eaten meat my whole life. I eat steak. I go out to eat. I'd eat ribs. I mean, obviously with the husband for 20 years that eats meat, I have eaten a lot of meat and I loved it. And coming home to the smell of a roast on Sundays, like that's the best, you know? But now I'm like, oh, chicken, it just makes me gaggy. I didn't start with like the idea of like, oh, animals are precious and I don't want to kill them and I love them. You know, I never was like that. I was like opposite kind of. And
any of us start there. I think most of us start with just, I just don't want to eat that for my health. And then, it turns into a compassion towards animals.
Absolutely. And I've seen that for sure. And I'm grateful for that. And I even feel like I treat, you know, cats and dogs are, you know, better than I used to. I have a love for them because I have a greater understanding now of that they're God's creation. He created them for a purpose. They're our stewardship and we're supposed to let them fulfill the measure of their creation. And that's our responsibility. And so I'm feeling a greater responsibility to care for them and to not support something that is against their nature, you know?
So you know, okay, Jamie, everyone's wondering why you have chickens. What you doing with your chickens?
Yeah. Yep. So the chickens are for the eggs and I don't eat eggs, but my family eats eggs. And my husband grew up on a farm. They raised cattle and milked cows and he thinks we need to own a farm. So at this point, all we have is chickens.
Our compromise is chickens.
Exactly. And we've lived out in the country 7 years and he's finally getting his chickens. So I figure if we have the chickens and they want to eat the eggs, I will nurture the chickens and love them and they'll be my girls. That's my plan.
Yeah, you'll love those chickens.
Yeah.
So Jamie and I talked a little bit before we started the podcast and she told me something really that I've loved to tap into. So when you listen to my very first podcast and I talk about the three women, and anyone who's not listened to that, you can go listen to this. It's the very first episode. But I really just talk about a number one woman is a woman who really feels like she has some control over her body size. If she does a few things, like she has her little rules in her mind about what she does and she can navigate that. And then I have a number three woman who really has just kind of been okay with herself. She hasn't felt like she needed to change it. I mean, she might have had ideas like, oh, maybe I could be smaller, or maybe I'd like to be smaller, or maybe I want to be taking care of my health. And she'll have thoughts like that, but it won't like plague her. Like she won't have been chasing it her whole life. She'll have some peace about who she is. And then a number two is the person that has just at a young age, something happened where they thought that their body was wrong and they've just tried to change it their whole life. And sometimes they do and it works, but it happens through such drastic means that that person will usually rubber band and then gain the weight back. And so it's not from lack of trying, but they don't ever feel like they are accomplishing what they want. And so Jamie, listen to that. And I want to hear your thoughts about that. Who did you relate with?
Yeah. So I love that you started with that because that's something you don't consider. That you're, fit within a category like that, you can be so different than somebody. Because I think that most of us think that everyone is obsessed with diet and, that's just our culture right now. But mm-hmm. as I listen to you, I realized that, over my lifetime, I don't really feel like I had gotten sucked into the diet culture like some of my girlfriends have, or even my family members. I have, four sisters that are all older than me. And pretty much every get together we have is, this is how much I weigh, or this is how fat I am, or, what did we eat, or what are we eating? Why are we eating so much? That kind of stuff. So it's just kind of something they obsess with. And I don't feel like I was ever really too concerned with my weight necessarily. I just wanted to be strong and athletic and fit. And so I think I focused more maybe on exercise, weightlifting, and, athletics to stay healthy and trim versus like diets or, I don't know if I mentioned that my friends had problems with eating disorders and I never did consider that even. It never was even a thought like I should try that. For weight loss or whatever. And so reflecting on my experiences and stuff, I guess I concluded that I was more of a three in the fact that like, I obviously am concerned. You want to be healthy. You want to, feel good in your body, but I never took it to an extreme, I guess. And so I didn't really feel like I could relate so much with number two as much as some people. Yeah.
Which is so fascinating to me because everything you've told me, you're like, I noticed that I was bigger than my friends. And then you're like, and then my mom has like diet pills in the house. Like you had like the perfect storm brewing.
Yeah.
Right? And which I think most women have the storm, and it's all how we think about it and process what we're going to do about that, And it's just so fascinating to me that storm didn't make you think that you should be changing it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's really, why do you think that it's almost like you were protected from it?
Right. So I am good at like learning from experiences of others or something. Mm-hmm. And I could relate with my sisters and the issues that they had with body image and the things that I saw them go through growing up to try to be who they thought they needed to be. And then also my girlfriends in high school, how they would go to extremes because they were so unhappy with who they are, with, the way they look. One of my best friends was a dancer, and she, you know, as a dancer, you think you have to be a twig. And so she really struggled with that. And I just didn't find, you know, joy in that. I guess I felt like maybe I was, I wanted to find joy and be happy. And I've always been a very happy go lucky kind of person. And maybe that has something to do with it. And God gave me a greater desire to just find joy in things than to obsess about what I couldn't control, maybe. My patriarchal blessing talks a little bit about being protected physically and spiritually in my life. And maybe that has something to do with it. He's helped me recognize, you know, the goodness and the joy and the things that I could focus on that I could control, and not worry so much about the things that I, you know, I just accept who I am, that kind of thing. So,
well, what's
I'm not really sure.
What's fascinating about all that is when I talk about those numbers, there's no size in those numbers. And you can hear that in Jamie's friends, everybody. Like, she's like, my friends who are like a size one are like also so miserable and having eating disorders. Yeah. And so, and then that's the beautiful part is like, you can meet a three who's living her life in a bigger body and she's completely okay.
Yeah.
Like how it's, and the only thing that's difference between one, two, and three are their thoughts. It's just the, and that's what you're saying. You're like, I never had the thoughts that I should be fixing it. And what a blessing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those, you know, those twos of us who are listening are thinking, we didn't even know that not having that thought was an option.
Right, right. And obviously that stems from so many different things in our culture with Satan's influence. And it's so hard to navigate that when you don't have someone that even understands it, because most of our parents, our moms, they didn't understand it yet either. So
diet pills.
Yeah, exactly. So they can't, you know, really help you navigate through that confusion as a teenager, because no one was there to help them. And so that kind of is one of the reasons that I am so grateful that I'm on this path at this point, because I'm hoping that the things that I learn, and as I grow and change and try to be, you know, live the law that Heavenly Father has given us to take care of our bodies, that I can influence my girls and even my son. You know, I'm starting to see a little bit of body image issues with him, because he's a bigger kid. He's thick. He's a football player. He's the quarterback, and he's just bigger than his friends, you know? And so he's starting to not eat as much and cut back, whereas he should be eating more of the good, healthy things to build his body and his muscle, but he doesn't, you know, understand that or accept that, because you just don't eat as much. That's how you lose weight. That's what he's seeing. That's what he's heard, you know? And so I'm hoping that I can be a good influence on them, and that as they mature and grow older and become adults, they can look back and recognize the truth that I was trying to instill in them, and then hopefully apply it when it comes to the point where they can choose for themselves, you know.
Yeah. And what a beautiful gift you've given your kids, that you've just decided that I'm okay with the space I take up in the world. Like,
yeah,
that is not that. I mean, most of the women I work with, a lot of us that are listening, we're still trying to accept that. We're still trying to figure out, well, how does that look?
So, right.
Because we all want to pass that on. Like, that's like my biggest hope is that my girls see from all of my efforts is that mom was just really trying to love herself the whole time.
Right.
You know, and I
think so.
See it. Your kids.
Yeah.
They might not vocalize, and they might not be like, oh, mom, let's all eat the plants. Just let's, you know, they're not going to say any of that stuff, but they see it just like you saw with your mom. Like, even though you didn't completely understand what she was doing when she was in her 12 years of like, I'm just going to do this my way.
Yeah.
Like, even though she had suffered from dieting and stuff, she really figured it out.
Yeah, for sure. I'm super grateful for, you know, that God led her and directed her to a natural doctor that, and she embraced that, because I really feel like that did help her journey. I do feel like God has given us avenues to help fight disease and medicine to help us. And I think the combination could have really saved her life if she had taken the steps initially to remove it and and then move forward with a healthy lifestyle, I think she could be here today. And so I don't want to discount at all using treatment, you know, traditional treatment to treat disease. But I do believe that because she chose to try to live a whole food plant-based diet, that that extended her life dramatically without having traditional treatment. There's no way, I know 100%, that's the only reason that we were blessed to have her for 12 more years. And so I'll share this, it makes me emotional, but she was home on hospice and she didn't have a whole lot of coherent moments. But one time she was kind of talking to us and trying to communicate with us. And she asked us if she thought that she could get a miracle to be able to be healed, you know? And I don't remember what we said. I'm sure we probably said, oh, you know, because we know she's dying and we know there's no going back and that it was her time. But looking back on that moment, I realized that the miracle had already happened and that she had been given 12 years of pretty much, you know, pain-free, joyful moments with us. And it was only about maybe 6 or 8 months before she passed that she started having, you know, pretty good pain and started to experience that. So I wish that I could have said that to her in that moment and then, and, you know, remind her that God did give her that miracle that she wanted and that she had faith in. She was a very faithful woman. And I know that had a lot to do with it too, is that her faith that God could heal her and sustain her. And I think that is what is so important to me about a whole food plant-based diet, is that to me, it is God's law that he has given to us. And just like any other law, if we follow his precepts and his guidance and his teachings as we learn them, that we will receive the greatest blessing from that law that we can possibly receive. You know, the law of health, the law of wealth, all those things are given from him. And I'm just so grateful that that he's opened my eyes to this truth that I never recognized for 40 years, you know? And I thought,
you know, that too is part of the miracle.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I think for there sure. are probably lots of miracles and we don't always see them, but that, I mean, your mom having 12 years of life, absolutely a miracle, but also that you figured it out. It's a miracle that she got to give you breadcrumbs from the other side to be
yeah.
like.
Yeah, I love it. So, yeah, and I talk to her all the time, be like, what do you want me to be learning now? Or like when I learned something for the first time that I hadn't recognized, or you know, a new truth comes into my mind, I'm always like, oh, that was my mom.
Love it. Oh, I do think they're so involved with us on the other side. And and I do the same thing in the sense of, I like to just say, oh, like we call my dad Papa Tom and he's passed, and I'll say, oh yeah, that Papa Tom was totally helping with that. I just like to give credit for lots of things, like, because I just
absolutely.
Okay, Jamie, so this was so fun. I have loved every minute of this. And I just feel like we are kindred spirits.
Awesome. We better be keeping in touch then. I enjoyed it so much. And like I said, this is a breadcrumb for sure for my mom to be able to connect with you, and that you can be part of my future on this journey. And I'm so grateful for you. So
I love that. Hey, before I let you go, I didn't tell you this, so you're going to be, might be a little blindsided, but all my guests that come on, I always ask them before they go to tell everyone something that they love about themselves, because we don't do that as women.
Okay. I have been blessed with a courage in the face of, I guess, like crowds and people, and I have never been afraid to put myself out there and just be myself and be obnoxious, and I say things I shouldn't that people are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she said that. So I am grateful for that, and I love that about myself, that I can be bold and not you know, shy away from my personality that God gave me, you know. And sometimes I'm sure there's people that don't like me because of it, And that is okay. And I'm okay with that. And the people that, you know, relate to me and enjoy my sense of humor, those are the people I want in my circle. So I just try to focus on that, you know?
I love it. Yep. None of us are everybody's flavor. It's true. Nope,
that's right.
Well, I'm glad that you have that personality that I was willing to put yourself out there, because you, that's what made you reach out to me and say, hey, I'll do that. So I'm so grateful.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. It was so much fun.
So fun. All right.
All right, everyone. I know that you appreciated Jamie's story. And if you want to share your story, please reach out to me. It does not have to be perfect. You can be stumbling along and not doing things exactly the way you think you're supposed to, and it's still an amazing story. We're all in this journey together. All right. Have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.
A few things before you go. If you have found that you need help on your journey of taking amazing care of yourself and loving the space you take up in the world, please, I would love for you to come join us in my monthly membership coaching program called Breathe. Breathe is a place where like-minded women come together and help one another. I help you by coaching you, and then I record that, and then other women will watch while you are helped, and then you watch other women when they're helped. And it's this community where women are helping women, and it's so beautiful. There's a lot of other perks when you're a Breathe member. So you receive coaching, you get to watch other women be coached, and then you also get to have access to any course that I provide. So right now, there's two courses in the membership. One is how to eat plant-based in 30 days without dieting. So if you're at the very beginning of your journey, that will help you so much. Now, if you're a little bit further along in your journey, you will probably love my course that is on self-care. And it's a self-care course that you take over 6 weeks. And it's a way for you to come home to yourself and start figuring out, what does love feel like for you? And this is a course that I usually offer just to a group coaching program, but now it's also offered in Breathe. Something else you'll have is you'll have this community of support. There'll be a private Facebook group that you can check in with. And remember, you're going to be seeing these other women be coached. So you will get to be honestly their best friends. It will be a wonderful community. And you know, sometimes when we eat plant-based and we try to leave diet culture, it's a little bit lonely. So that will be a wonderful support for you. The last thing, I provide weekly meal plans. I'm trying to think of everything I can to make this process of you loving you and you loving the space you take up in the world and you taking amazing care of yourself, to have all the tools for that. And one tool to simplify your life is a weekly meal plan with a grocery list. And that will also be available in Breathe. And all of that will be available on an easy app so that you can access it on your phone, and you can, it can be very user friendly for you. So come join me in Breathe. You remember, nothing in your life has to change for everything to change. And that's the work we do in Breathe. Have you come up for air? Have you needed help to keep breathing? I got you. Come join us in Breathe. Have you downloaded my free commitment planner? Okay, if you haven't, you totally need to. It's such an easy way for you to make and keep commitments to yourself and honor those commitments. Go to my Instagram account, and in the links in bio, there is an option there to download that for free. Totally go get that. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you're feeling like you're missing episodes, it's probably because you're not subscribed. So wherever you listen, you just subscribe, and then they will make sure that you don't miss an episode. Also, are you part of my free Facebook group? If you're not, you should be. Come on over, share recipes with us, and it's just a really diet culture free place to enjoy being online. And last of all, have you left me a review? Reviews are really important because that's how other people find the podcast, is through a review. So wherever you listen, go ahead and leave me a review there so other people can get the help that they need through the podcast. All right, y'all are the best. Have the best day. See you next time.